How do you completely transform the way we learn at universities with just one tool? Welcome to the Anthropic AI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Monday, April 7th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about Anthropic's exciting new release that could reshape university education. Let's dive in. American company Anthropic has just launched Claude for Education, a game-changing artificial intelligence tool designed specifically for higher education institutions. This is not just another AI program. It's a comprehensive solution aimed at integrating AI into both the educational and administrative processes of universities. Imagine a classroom where technology doesn't just provide answers, but encourages students to develop analytical skills and critical thinking. That's exactly what Claude for Education aims to do. It's a learning mode that shifts the focus from rote memorization to deeper understanding. Universities like Northeastern, the London School of Economics, and Champlain College are already on board, fully integrating Claude into their systems. But that's not all. Anthropic is partnering with organizations like Internet2 and Instructure to embed this AI into popular educational platforms such as Canvas Learning Management System. This means a seamless experience for both students and educators across the board. For students, Claude opens up new possibilities. The Claude Campus Ambassadors program supports users in developing projects using application programming interfaces. It's like having an AI assistant for research paper writing, problem solving, and even text improvement. Teachers, on the other hand, can use Claude to streamline their workflow. Reviewing student work, creating teaching materials, and managing administrative tasks become more efficient, giving educators more time to focus on what truly matters: teaching. And let's not forget university administrators. Claude provides tools for data analysis, query automation, and document management, making the behind-the-scenes operations of universities smoother and more effective. Founded in 2021 by former OpenAI employees, Anthropic is known for its expertise in creating reliable and interpretable AI systems. With Claude for Education, they're taking another giant leap forward, supporting educational and scientific institutions around the globe. Ever wondered how artificial intelligence really thinks? Well, Anthropic might have just cracked the code with their latest research on neuroscience interpretability. Welcome back to the Anthropic AI Daily Brief. Today, we're diving into a fascinating development that could redefine how we evaluate AI systems. Anthropic, the brains behind Claude, published two eye-opening research papers that give us a peek into the mind of artificial intelligence. They're exploring something called a universal language of thought. Intrigued yet? I sure am. This concept suggests that Claude can understand and process languages in a shared conceptual space, much like how humans might think across different languages. So, what does this mean for AI evaluation? Essentially, Anthropic is proposing a new way to assess AI by comparing its internal mechanisms to those of the human mind. They're asking questions like why AI can process data faster than humans, and whether humans have a similar conceptual space for language. These are the kinds of questions that could revolutionize how we understand and develop AI. This research is not just about the technicalities. It's about understanding AI on a deeper level. Imagine being able to flag concerning mechanisms in AI models before they become problematic. Anthropic's work is paving the way for safer and more aligned AI systems, potentially transforming industries and daily life. That's it for today's Anthropic AI Daily Brief. From Claude for Education reshaping university learning, to Anthropic's groundbreaking research on neuroscience interpretability, it's clear that AI is not just advancing, it's evolving. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.